Brother Metter. Appreciate being with you today, and I may take a turn to a little bit different topic today, but I want to talk to you about coming forward and what God has placed in your life. You know, different ones, the Lord's talking to them about different things, and I tell my wife, I guess I worry about people and I pray for people, and I'm concerned about them coming forth and what God has placed in their life, because when the Lord touched my life in 1972, I lost sight of everything. I didn't want to, I didn't worry about anything. I put myself totally in God's hands as far as place to stay, food, money, vehicle. I put everything in God's hands. And I done without a lot of things in some of those earlier years of my relationship with God, because my focus was on possessing the call of God that was on my life. I didn't even know what it was. I just got a prayer life. The Lord blessed me with a great prayer life. I stayed with my mom and dad for several months. They allowed me to just pray and seek the Lord. And when I started out my relationship with God, I was an athlete. I was very solidly built. I was a weightlifter, football player, studied karate, and I lost 35 pounds of solid weight that first year. I went from about 185, 190 pounds of solid weight down to about 150, 155 pounds, because I fasted and prayed so much and sought the Lord, because I felt like my soul was starving to death. I couldn't read enough. I couldn't pray enough. I couldn't study enough. I seemed like I couldn't listen to enough preaching. And that scripture over in 1 John, I believe it's around 2:26, where it says, "And ye have no need that any man shall teach you but the anointing." That don't mean you don't need leaders and ministers, and you don't need instructors and mentors and people to guide you in your relationship and your walk with God, because the Lord began to teach me. So I can tell you the Holy Ghost did teach me, but it was through listening to people preach. It was through going to services. It was through turning on radios, listening, and this goes a long way back, listening to cassette tapes, if some of you out there even know what a cassette tape is, or wasn't far enough back that I listened to them on 8-track, but it was far enough back that I listened to them on cassette tapes, and I get tickled. I was laughing about it the other day, you know, when they first come out with some of the cassette tapes, and a lot of preachers started recording on cassettes. They had stamped on some of them, assembled in Mexico, and I'd be listening to services, and they would, you know, be in Birmingham or Greenville or St. Louis or, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio, something like this, I said, "God, how are they preaching in those places?" And it says assembled in Mexico. So, you know, I got thinking about that the other day, and I just started laughing because I didn't understand a lot of things. I wasn't stupid. I was just ignorant about a lot of things, didn't have any knowledge about it. Ignorance means just what it says. You don't have any knowledge about things. But as I came into my walk with God and my relationship with God, I sought the Lord diligently, and I went after the ministry that God set in front of me. Didn't know what I was called to be, so I just started getting out and preaching. They called it evangelism, so I called myself an evangelist, but as far as anybody ministering to me and telling me what my calling was, I didn't have that happen for years. But I prayed, I studied, I sought the Lord, I lived by faith. There's many times I had to hitchhike to preach, borrowed cars to preach. When I had a vehicle, there's many times I'd sleep. I'd find a remote place. I'd sleep in the back seat of the car. It wasn't bad in the summer, but it got rough in the winter. I've also been around churches that were open 24 hours a day where people could come in and pray. And I'd take a quilt and a pillow, and I'd go in and pray, and I'd get down beside. One of them had a gas space heater, and I'd set my alarm clock for 4:30 in the morning, sleep beside that gas heater, and get up at 4:30, pray, and go be on my job by 6:30, whatever I had to do. And there was times it just got rough, but I wanted what God had for me. I pursued it. I wanted to make my calling and my election sure, and that's what I want to read to you today out of 2 Peter, the first chapter and the 10th verse. And this is what Peter said here. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Now, I just explained that word diligence in one of our last sessions. It's continual. It's persistent. He said, give persistence. Give continually. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Go after your calling. Search for it. Seek after it. Press it. Press the Lord for it. But go after it. Find out what you're called to do. And once you find out what you're called to do, then do what it takes to perfect that calling, to mature that calling. But he said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. And it took me years, 5 or 6 years after serving God, that the devil tormented me. I wasn't even called. I've been in ministers' meetings, and there'd be 40, 50, 60 ministers there. Every one of them get a word from me, except me. And I'd leave discouraged. I'd leave beat down. But yet I was praying, seeking God, fasting. Wouldn't give up that dedication because I believed in the call of God on my life. I'd felt it since I was 7 years old, and I pursued it and I pressed it. So I'm saying unto you, whatever you're dealing with, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, and I believe it'll be a great blessing and a strength, because somewhere God will come through for you. May God bless you.